Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. This has been a wonderful time, 2 weeks with Andrew Womack and with Jesus and the Word of the Living God on spirit and soul and body, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Father, we thank you, and oh, we praise you. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians and chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now that's Hebrews 10:3. Having predestinated us to adoption of children of Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Praise God. Now, Brother Copeland, I want to thank you for your obedience to the Lord when he instructed you to go on daily television. It was on the daily BVOV broadcast that I heard you speak about the time the Lord told you to start walking and don't stop. That instruction the Lord gave you came alive for me when I started a job that required me to sit at a desk for long hours. If the Lord had given you instructions about exercising, then I would do the same. Well, glory to God. Mm-hmm. We have a treadmill at home, and I started walking for 20 minutes 3 times a week. I've kept the walking up for the last 4 years, and I see why God gave you that instruction. The walking has strengthened me physically and has helped me increase my lung capacity so that I can sing better. Thank you for teaching me the quick way to obey God. My life is peaceful and filled with blessing through the word you and Mrs. Gloria have ministered to me. K. Elizabeth, Texas.
Amen. Awesome.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that good?
Hallelujah.
And I've been talking about, you know, exercising your spirit and all of that, and finally the Lord said, well, what about your body? I don't like to do that. I don't want to do that. And so finally, I thought, this is a long time later, I said, well, the time has come. And my exercise runs right there in my house. So I went in there and got all suited up. I'm so thrilled about this. And this A-frame, you catch this thing and you pull these weights down, that rope down the hill, and you do this. And I took this and I said, God, I hate this. No, I felt that spirit get off my body. I had said that for so long. What you say over and over, I hate exercise. I don't want to do this. It'll get down into your heart and it'll begin to control your life. And I realized that day it was a spirit and it is now gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now I've done over 1,000 miles on my treadmill.
Hallelujah.
I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on this book.
Amen.
And what the Lord said to Timothy through the Apostle Paul. Exercise of the physical body profits little. No, in the proper translation is it doesn't last very long. You have to keep it up. Spiritual exercise the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. It's your turn.
Thank you, Kenneth. Well, we've been talking about spirit, soul, and body, and what that did for me was I began to recognize that everything I was longing and asking God to give me, I already had it.
That's
in my spirit. Matter of fact, I've got a teaching entitled, You've Already Got It. And people will call in and say, I want that teaching that Andrew was talking about. And they'll say, You've already got it.
In fact, that was one of them that I underlined in this.
Yeah.
And that you already have it. It's already been done for 2,500
yeah.
years. And this one is amazing to me. The cracking the dam. At the time I was living and pastoring a small church in Seagoville, I preached healing and revelation knowledge of it, but I was sick in my body. The devil was fighting me. My flesh and my spirit were knocking heads. Since faith without works is dead. Now, I like what the Wuth translation says, faith without corresponding action. That's mm-hmm. where I turn to the book of James.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, you show me your faith, I'll show you my corresponding action. That's good. So the faith is there, but the action has to, there has to be corresponding action.
And so when I began to recognize I had everything in me, it just changed. Instead of begging God for something, I started trying to draw out through the renewing of my mind what I already had. So these verses that you just read, like in verse 3, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath. It's already done. And then the next verse says, According as he hath chosen us, it's already done. In verse 7, in whom we have redemption. It's already been done. In verse 8, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom. And the whole first chapter of Ephesians is all talking about what you already have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he prays a prayer here in the, what's this, the 15th verse. He says, Wherefore I also, after I heard of your truth, your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling
yes.
and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power that which he wrought in Christ. And so those verses, here's the way I often say it. If you were going to write a prayer that people would be reading 2,000 years in the future, what would you pray for people?
Mm-hmm.
And most people would pray something like, Oh, God, just touch them. God, pour out your spirit. God, move among them. God, send a revival. Paul prayed, God, show them what they already have. And here we are. And yet the average Christian today doesn't know what they have. They're asking God for more, when the truth is you don't need more, you need less.
That's
unbelief
right. That's right.
And everything. We're already full.
Brother Hagin taught the in him, in whom, scriptures. And I made note of that here in the beginning, in Christ, in him, in whom, right here on this first page or two there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the prayer he prayed. Then over here in 3, 14 through 20, For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, so this is a heavenly grant, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might or dunamis by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.
Now, and I was the delegation of authority and the aviation aspect of it. Comprehend. Not understand, to comprehend something. Well, what does that mean? Well, a man that designed a complex piece of machinery one step at a time and got it to the place where it works, he doesn't understand it. He had comprehension of it. Everybody in this audience knows and understands that you can buy a ticket and get on an airplane and go somewhere, whether they want to or not. I have comprehension of it because I know how to fly the airplane. And I can go where I want to instead of going where the airlines go. But the comprehension of this book. Oh.
And Brother Copeland, both of those prayers are just praying that we would get revelation of what we already have.
Now, you put your own name in there?
I did, and you taught me to do that. I remember you. And so when I was first getting these revelations, I don't know if everybody thinks this way, but I saw it, but I didn't comprehend it. And you could have asked me, and I could have quoted the scriptures to you, but it wasn't reality to me. Mm-hmm. So what I used to do is I would not only pray this, I would put my name in there. I'm praying that I get revelation of who I am in Christ and the exceeding greatness of His power to me, the same power that raised Him from the dead. And then I'd pray these scriptures over here, this second prayer. And, you know, the book of Ephesians can actually be divided into two parts. The first three chapters are all about what you've already got, what Christ has already done, just asking you to get a revelation of it. And then the last three chapters are, now that you understand this, how should you walk? And so it's all talking about what a Christian life should be. Mm-hmm. And you know, it goes over there and talks about parents and children and husband and wife and all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. But you can divide it into what you already have. Therefore, here's how you should act. And when I begin to start seeing all of these things, it just changes everything when you are trying to get a revelation of what you already have instead of trying to go get God to do something He hadn't done. You know, if you already gave me $1 million and if you put it in my bank account and you told me that you had done it, and then I came and said, well, Kenneth, you promised. Would you give me that $1 million? Well, you've already given it. It's already in my bank account. I just haven't appropriated it. But if I was to start asking you, would you give me something that you promised? How would you respond? You probably would just look at me because, like, what do I do that I haven't already done? And this is the way that it is with God when people are saying, oh, God, heal me. I could just imagine Him looking over at the Son.
I thought I never had in my life.
I could just imagine the Father looking over at the Son and saying, didn't you tell them that by His your stripes they were healed? Why are they asking me to get what you already got?
I would have given you a bank book with the amount in it.
That's right. We got a bank book right here.
Here's the bank book.
Amen.
Yes, it happened. See here, I have evidence. I have a book that says that this is mine in the bank. I never thought that.
But, you know, here's another illustration. If you say, well, Andrew, I like your Bible. Would you give that Bible to me? So I give my Bible to you.
Thank you.
And then I say, can I have your Bible? What would I do if you've already got, you've already got it? How do I respond when you're asking me to do something that I've already done? I just would probably look at you in silence, very similar to the way that God responds when people are begging Him to do what He's already done.
And that same thing would be, you just cast your Bible over on me.
Yeah.
And somebody say, you don't have a Bible. You say, yes, I do. Yeah, I have one. I just cast it over on Brother Copeland.
Yeah.
And so you just keep telling the devil, I don't have any cares. I've cast them over on God.
Amen.
That's right.
No, they're not mine. And
let's see if you can
now see how quickly he took that back on his head. So you go taking your worries back, and the God said, well, there he goes again.
But you know, if you could understand that, man, I've already got it, then it's just a matter of where is it? How do I get it out? That's different than wondering, will God give you the healing? Will God give you the prosperity? It's not a matter of will God do it. He's done it. It's a matter of God, how do I understand it? You know, Jamie and I, when we first got started, we were poor. So poor we couldn't pay attention. And we struggled. And I remember, this will sound like a really small thing to most people, but I heard Jamie praying. Jamie never one time ever griped at the poverty we went through that I put her through.
Right.
What a blessing. But I did hear her praying one time. And she prayed and said, if my son ever has to go without his baby food, I don't care what he says, I'm going to go get a job. So I knew it was getting desperate. And we were down. We had no baby food. And Jamie was out washing clothes or something. And when she came back, if we didn't have enough money to get some baby food, it was going to be bad. So I called Oral Roberts' prayer tower and had them pray with me that I could get 80 cents for some baby food or something. And anyway, as I was praying, the Lord just spoke these verses to me and said, you've already got it.
There it is.
And I said, well, where is it? And you know what I did? I went through all of my pants pockets. I went through everything. I actually went out to the car and pulled the back seat out. You know how you sometimes have a change or something. And I found enough money and got through it. And I know that a lot of people think, boy, that's pretty desperate. But it was the principle that counted. The Lord told me, you've got it. And I just didn't know where it was. I didn't know how to get it. So, and it's the same thing. We've already got healing. By His stripes, we were healed. It's not a matter of us getting God to heal us. You've already been healed. By His stripes, you were healed. And you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. It's not a matter of getting God to give it to you. It's a matter of learning how to draw it out. And when I changed that, it changed everything because you don't have the same desperation. You don't have the same unbelief when you know it's here somewhere. I just got to find it. I got to make the connection. It's a lot different.
I did this years ago. Did it this morning. Went in, and I have those very scriptures taped, this little mini pad, and wrote them out in my own handwriting and taped them to the mirror right here. And the Ten Commandments. And then, I don't start there. First, Isaiah 53, He bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. Go through that. Then Matthew 8, fulfilling that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. And someone saw. So they put my eyes on them every day. Amen. And I go to bed at night. I go through those scriptures. They're right there in front of me. And where I put my eyes on them every day, every day. And remind myself today, this is the day the Lord hath made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
And at night, I'll let you know I love the Lord my God and so forth. And the first thing I get up, I say, well, today's my receiving day. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Just start out on scripture. The first thing comes out of your mouth at night and day. One day closer to the resurrection. Glory to God. Spirit, soul. My soul needs to start off every day with my eyes on this book in my handwriting. I had the Lord say, you believed it in my writing, you write it down, and I'll take your word. I'll act on your word. But it has to be my writing down His word.
Yeah, the Lord told Joshua to not let these things depart from your eyes.
Meditate in them.
You meditate in them day and night, and you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success.
And so I've done this for, you know, a long time. It stops all of the concern. No, I don't touch that in my thought life. No, now. You get back in jail. Get it? No. That's a disobedient thought, and I'll not touch it in my thought life. No. Okay. That's what I had to do, that $6 million thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not touching that. It's done.
I've had a few of those $6 million moments myself.
Yeah. And they get to where they know at you if you don't realize that you don't have to do it. because it's faith in God that does it.
But if you can really get it that I've got it someplace, it's here. It's just a matter of me connecting the dots that God's already given it. You know, if
just
over there...
enough to get that baby formula.
That's right.
But that's what you were believing for.
That was a big deal. And that took a lot of faith.
Well,
now I have to believe for multiple millions, but it's the same principle.
It's the same thing.
It is. And to God, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I had to go over there to where that table is, and if that's where my healing was, well, then there is some doubt that I'll get there because I'm not there yet. And you could stop me. Somebody could come up and stop me from getting there. I could trip and fall. But if I say, no, this is where healing is, how can I doubt I'll get where I am?
That's right.
I'm already there.
Already there.
And I'll give you another example that back when we were really poor, and it was all my fault because I thought that if I was called to the ministry, I was sinning against God if I worked a secular job. So I wouldn't work one, and we nearly starved to death for about 6 years. But anyway, during that period of time, the Bible that I had through Vietnam was mildewed, and I had marked in it so much.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
That you
couldn't imagine what that thing looked like.
The whole thing... chapters had fallen out. And here I was pastoring a church, and I didn't have a whole Bible. One of the reasons I can quote so many scriptures is because I would turn over there and say, let's turn to, and it wasn't there. And I'd just have to quote it to them and act like it was. So anyway, one of the first things I started believing for after the baby formula was a Bible. And we were so poor. I mean, our first year, first 12 months of being married, our total income was $1,253. And we had $100 a month rent.
Mm.
I don't know how we survived. But anyway, I said, I need a Bible, and I started believing for it. And it took me about 6 weeks to get $20 that I could spend to go get a Bible. And during that 6 weeks, I never went more than a 10-minute period of time without some thought of unbelief, like, it's not going to work. You won't get it. Some man of God you are. How could God ever use you? And I'd have to throw those thoughts down. But after I finally got the money, I went in and got my Bible, had my name engraved on it. I immediately quit doubting that I'd get it because I already had it. And the Lord spoke to me and He says, anytime you wonder about, well, is this going to work? It's because you don't believe you've already got it.
Yeah, praise God.
And man, once I got hold of that, I've now applied that to healing, to prosperity, to all kinds
everything.
Of things. Everything. We've already got it in our spirit. It's a done deal. But you do have to draw it out. I'm not denying that I have a need, but
Andrew,
I'm saying
I remember what Brother Hagin said. He was just skin and bones, 89 pounds. In that bed, he'd been there for 16 months. In his spirit, the Lord said to him, so you believe you're healed now? He said, yes. And this was his problem. He said, yes, I do. Healed men ought to be up this time of day. And so he threw his legs were paralyzed, out from the bedpost and slid down, and he said, I want to declare to all the God, the angels, and the devils in this room, I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And he said, nerve feeling started coming back in my feet, and he said, it felt like 10,000 needles. And he said, I was crying because it hurt, and I cried because it felt good. And he said, within just a few minutes, I was standing straight up in the room.
Mm. Praise God.
And he said, I could have done it for 17 months if I'd have known that.
I believe it.
But he found it right there in Mark 11, 20.
We've already got it.
We've already had it.
And boy, when you believe that, you just will find a way to make it come to pass.
Yes.
That's what I've learned through spirit, soul, and body. It's changed my life.
Yes, sir. It did mine.
Amen.
It will anybody's.
Amen.
Well, we're out of time again for today. Boy, these 10-minute broadcasts are something like that. We'll be back in just a moment. Glory to God.
The Bible says when I'm born again, the old passes away and I'm a new creation. So why is there still a struggle with depression, anxiety, and all the problems I had before?
In his book, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Andrew Womack answers that question by explaining biblical truths that will help you receive what God has promised you. At the moment of salvation, your spirit is made right with God and fully alive with His power. Then the Spirit of God in you has to flow through your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, to impact your life. As you train your soul to align with your spirit, watch God's promises of healing, peace, power become a reality in your body and everyday life. This book will open your eyes to how God sees you, not by your past, your feelings, or your failures, but by the new you born of His Spirit. You no longer need to live by what you feel. Start living victoriously from the inside out. Order your book, Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack, available now for just $9.99. You can experience lasting transformation and triumph in your life as you uncover the truth about who you really are in Christ Jesus. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
I believe your spirit has been blessed. I believe your mind, your will, and emotions have been blessed. And I believe your body has been blessed today by this teaching. Praise God. By our dear brother Andrew. Glory to God. It's just things just rush across my mind. Things just past things. And we'll carry on this tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Andrew and the whole class reminding you that God loves you and we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Yes!
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.